Mojo.fm, live and local. Yeah, he is young Mr. Shively. He has sold a lot of honey, too.
Hasn't he, though?
The past few years, yeah.
Cool deal.
It's sold out, I think, as you better get your orders in when it's honey time.
When it's ready, yep.
That's a great story right there. So, yep, Feel Good Friday right here at KVOE Live and local, 723, 41 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And today's newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 19th of April. 41 degrees on our way to a beautiful 62 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Mike Crouch of Flint Hills Technical College as we gear up for the Tech College Annual Gala coming up 1 week from today. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, good morning, Chuck.
What's the good news here coming out with the gala auction just a few days away here, Mike? How close are you to feeling really comfortable in how things are going to shake out?
Well, the good news is that we're a week away from being done.
right. deep breath time just a week out, right?
That's right. No, it's things are going really well. We're really excited for next weekend, and you know, we're just kind of putting the finishing touches on things and getting ourselves set up for a great week next week.
Well, and you've got a lot going on. This is a big weekend, and this is the big fundraiser for Flint Hills Technical College annually, and for good reason. It is quite an evening, as all kinds of tech college departments will be on display. And raising money for scholarships, that's what this is all about, right, Mike?
That's right. It's all about helping students. You know, that's what this is all about. And we'll have a lot of students there that evening. We'll even hear from a student that will share her story and experiences. And, you know, really, that when it comes down to it, we want to have a lot of fun, but really we're there to help these students.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about what's, for folks, again, that haven't done this before, what really is going to be taking place, kind of the flow of the event coming up here.
Sure. So the event's next Friday, April 26th, down at White Auditorium. The doors will open at 6 p.m., be kind of a little bit of social hour. Bars will be open, silent auction will be open from 6 to 6:30, and then we will start serving dinner at 6:30. The dinner is provided by the Hospitality Culinary Arts Program out here at FHTC, as well as the salads are being done by Jessica Simmons from Gourmet to Go Catering, who is an alumni of our Hospitality Culinary Arts Program, which is pretty cool. And then about 7:45 or so, we will take the stage with some welcomes and introductions, and we'll get the live auction started. And by about 9:15 or so, we'll be wrapping things up.
And you do have a great list of silent auction items, too, that people can bid on, whether they are a part of the event in person or not, correct?
We really do. We have a lot of really fun items, and that's what's great about the mobile bidding is the silent auction is open to anybody. So if somebody would want to, that maybe can't be there that night, but they want to bid on the silent auction, they can do that. They just would go to fhtc.edu/foundation. Click on the gala link, and there's a button there that says View Items. You click on that, it'll take you where you need to register, and away you go.
Vice President for Advancement, Mike Crouch, joining us here on the Newsmaker segment, talking about the Flint Hills Technical College benefit and auction taking place next Friday, that's right, April 26th here at White Auditorium. Mike, you've been involved with this here for a number of years, and you've seen this event, you know, really grow and catch on here. What is it about this event that from your perspective, has not only kept it sustaining things, but also maybe enhancing things here for students over the last, let's just pick 5 years as a marker, let alone the entire course of the event.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny, Chuck, that you asked that, because I've been reflecting on that a little bit lately. This is year 15 for me doing this event, and I look back to where we were at when we started and where we've grown to today, and like you said, really over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. I think the event really goes hand in hand with the growth that we've seen at Flint Hills Technical College. I really think that is really what's driven the growth of the event. You know, as we all know, enrollment has continued to grow at the college. Awareness for the value of technical education has continued to grow. The demand for a highly skilled, highly trained workforce is in a greater demand than it's ever been. And so I think people understand the value of investing in that, because we know what the graduates are like when they come out of FHTC. And so I really feel like all that has kind of gone hand in hand.
All right, so it's a week from today. It's a great evening, and you'll also be recognizing your Distinguished Alumni of the Year, correct?
We will. We're excited. We will be recognizing Michael Black, President of ESP Financial, as our Distinguished Alumni 2024. Michael is a great representative of the college, and we're really excited to represent him, or to recognize him, excuse me.
And obviously you have some great sponsors to thank, and this event wouldn't be possible without some folks to help you along here.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and of course we have to start with Modern Air, who is our presenting sponsor. You know, they've just really stepped up this year above and beyond. Travis Sullivan is an alumni of FHTC and serves on our foundation board of directors. You know, but besides being the presenting sponsor, they've also provided a major heating and air package where the funds raised will go directly to the Student Crisis Relief Fund. Stephanie Sullivan served on our committee for the gala, and so really appreciate them. And then, you know, some of our champion sponsors, you know, folks that are always there for us, and many of them have been presenting sponsors over past years, but, you know, Souder Custom Fabrication, Evergy, Mitchell Markowitz Construction, Tech, Simmons Pet Food, Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal, you know, those folks, they're there for us every year, and that's just the start of the list, Ron, really. I mean, I tell you, the success of this event really starts with the sponsors that get behind it. And that list is very lengthy, but we really do appreciate every one of them, no matter what dollar level they're able to be a part of it.
And Mike Crouch, who leads the Flint Hills Technical College Foundation and gearing up for another great night coming up a week from tonight, the Flint Hills Tech College Gala Benefit and Auction. Well, Mike, tickets left, and if there are, how can we get them?
So we do have a few tickets left, but they are they're starting to go. I would say we have probably less than 50 that would be available. So if you want tickets for next Friday, I certainly would not waste time getting those. You can go to our website, that same place I told you earlier, fhtc.edu/foundation. And then when you see the gala link, you'll want to click that view items button, because, you know, that used to say buy tickets, but we flipped it to view items because that's really where most folks are going now. But that will still take you to the website where you can purchase tickets. If you have trouble with that, just pick up the phone and call our office. Our office direct line is 620-341-1380.
Well, looking forward to a great night, and you also, Mike, this is a night, you alluded to this a bit, but the Culinary Arts Department, obviously their skills are on delicious display, and also other departments at the Technical College right. Are there. You've got a lot of volunteer help from students and staff, don't you?
You know, we do, and I'm glad you brought that up, Ron. So obviously, you know, the Culinary Arts students, you know, this is kind of their showcase, but we have a lot of programs that are involved. We have a number of programs that have provided auction items. Our welding students built a fire pit. Our machine tool students built a couple of custom chess boards. we have other departments that are involved, graphic arts and dental and nursing and some of those folks. But and then we'll have 40, 50 students there volunteering. But our Casey Wilson and our multimedia design program, they do all the video work for the Distinguished Alumni presentation, and they start that work back in February. So it really is a great showcase of the unbelievable skills that our students have.
Outstanding. Well, Mike, again, we encourage folks to be part of this coming up here next Friday and snap up those remaining 50 tickets. This has been a sellout for years now.
That's right. We're excited, and thank you to both of you, and Ron, especially you, as you're there with us that evening. And, thank you to KVOE for all that you do. You certainly have been a great partner on this with us for many years, and we certainly appreciate it.
All right. Glad to do it. Happy to be a part of the Flint Hills Tech College Foundation Benefit Gala and auction. And this will be we haven't mentioned this, but this will be kind of a groovy night, right, Mike?
It will. So yeah. This is a little new this year. So for those that have been coming to this event for a long time, I talked about that I've been doing this 15 years. The first 7 or 8 years that we did this, we did a new theme every year, and we would change it up. That's a lot of work, let me tell you.
Right.
And so we eventually settled on, kind of our night of inspiration, which we really felt like fit the gala and what we do. But we decided to try something different this year. This is the 60th anniversary of FHTC. And so we decided we were going to do a 60s groovy gala. So, dig around in your closet, look for those bell bottoms and that flower pattern shirt. I will tell you that I'm sitting here in my office looking at the outfit that I'm wearing, and I'm not quite sure how they talked me into it.
Well, awesome. We are looking forward to seeing you in and on display, Mike.
Dude.
That's right. Well, it'll be interesting, I'll tell you that. So if you don't come for any other reason, you'll want to be there for that.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend,
Mike. Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
All right. Mike Crouch, who heads the foundation at Flint Hills Technical College, their Groovy Gala and Benefit Auction 1 week from tonight, Chuck.
Okay. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots here 7:20 every weekday morning, only spot we have available.